Good evening. And just a few moments that we've got here tonight, I'd like to talk to you a little bit about a small event or an event that happened while I'm at work. And most of the time at this point, I'm at work pretty much all day. And we talk a lot about, well, there's a lot of discussion, at least in my head, from nowhere else, a lot about teaching and comprehension. I'm trying to teach a subject and making sure that not only do they hear me say it, but they get it. And a lot of the times I go over that too quickly because, well, I get it because, well, I'm teaching it. So I kind of understand it already. And so we've got this good way to go through the whole band. We say, okay, who understands? We'll say something such and such. Like, for example, we'll say, all right, go back to letter C, and we're going to march from letter C to letter E. From letter C all the way through letter E, and we'll stop on letter E. And we'll say, who understands? And there's 118 kids up there, and they raise their hands straight up in the air, and that's to signify that they understand. Okay, well, great. You know, and for us as teachers, we think, okay, they got it. And then we go ahead and we do it, and then all of a sudden there's all these mistakes, and something happened, and we don't know what went on. Well, there was this one time last year, we're doing the same sort of thing. We're outside, and you can see the kids were just, they were not paying attention. They just weren't on. So the head director, Stacy, there, he goes, who understands? And about, and sure enough, half the group went. And I was like, oh, dear. So we looked at each other, and sure enough, we're like, I guess we're not being as effective as we thought we were. And, well, I was reading my Bible on Matthew 13. Let me turn there with me. Matthew chapter 13. And it reminded me of this time here. Now, in this chapter, Jesus is talking, is speaking to a crowd, and he's speaking to them in parables. And parables really meant to give a simple story and to give an illustration through that story to make his point. And it's a small, simple story, quick and easy to understand. And I'll begin in verse 1 through to verse 3. That day Jesus went out of the house and was sitting by the sea, and large crowds gathered to him. So he got into a boat and sat down, and the whole crowd was standing on the beach. And he spoke many things to them in parables. Now going down to verse 10, we find out the purpose or the reason for the parables. Verse 10, and the disciples came and said to him, why do you speak to them in parables? Jesus answered them, to you it has been granted to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been granted. For whoever has, to him more shall be given, and he will have an abundance. But whoever does not have, even what he has shall be taken away from him. Therefore I speak to them in parables, because while seeing, they do not see, and while hearing, they do not hear, nor do they understand. Just in the instance with our students, they heard. They almost had this sort of a Pavlov's conditioned reflex, where they heard who understands, and right away this is their reflex. The people that are listening here, they're hearing Christ speak these words, but they're not necessarily listening. They're not comprehending what he's saying. They're listening to it. They're hearing it, but they're not listening. Going on in verse 14, Jesus goes on to say, in their case, the prophecy of Isaiah is being fulfilled, which says, you will keep on hearing, but will not understand. You will keep on seeing, but will not perceive. For the heart of this people has become dull. With their ears, they scarcely hear, and they have closed their eyes. Otherwise, they would see with their eyes, hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and return, and I would heal them. We find that a lot of the times when we hear something, we oftentimes need to really listen to understand the concept. Or really need to listen to learn something from it, whether it's a mistake and we're being corrected, or it's a new topic and you're learning what the topic is. There's a lot of personal responsibility that goes into it. Just reading, we skipped over the parable of the sower in the verses before, from verse 4 through verse 9, and it talks a lot about the personal responsibility of the hearer. Just in verse 9, and I love this verse, and he says it several times throughout this chapter. Verse 9 in chapter 13 says, he who has ears, let him hear. Every time I read that, I think, well, okay, well, I can hear. I feel that Christ says this in a way to say, okay, well, obviously you can hear, but what does this mean? What do I mean when I say this? He who has ears, let him hear. It's not to hear, it's to listen, to really comprehend, really understand what, in this case, what Christ is talking about. He's being very effective in the way that he presents it, but if those that are listening, or in our case nowadays, those that are reading, aren't apt or aren't willing to read or to listen with their hearts, then it becomes dull, just like these people here. There's definitely a lot of personal responsibility that goes into it. Turn with me to Philippians, the letter to the Philippians. In chapter 2, verse 12 through verse 16, we still have that personal responsibility, not only to listen, but to work as well. Philippians chapter 2, verse 12. So then, my beloved, just as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who is at work in you, both to will and to work for his good pleasure. Do all things without grumbling or disputing, so that you will prove yourselves to be blameless and innocent, children of God, above reproach in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you appear as lights in the world, holding fast the word of life, so that in the day of Christ I will have reason to glory, because I did not run in vain, nor toil in vain. There's definitely this responsibility, working out our own salvation with fear and trembling. We have that responsibility to work out our own salvation. Nobody will answer for me, just like I won't answer for anybody else. It's not my place to do so. So when we read our Bibles, when we read of the Scripture here, when we read of God's will, it's our responsibility to listen. It's our responsibility to open up our hearts and understand what God is actually trying to tell us. Not what we want to hear, not what we would hope would be the answer, but what really is the answer, what really is the expectation that God gives us. It's that personal responsibility that we have to ourselves and to God to be able to work out our fear and trembling. So we must work. We have to listen. And we must obey. Mark chapter 16, verse 16. Now completely drawing a blank here. Mark chapter 16, verse 16. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved, and he that doesn't believe shall be condemned. See, it's going to come back to me. He that doesn't believe shall be condemned. It's very, very much of listening to God's word and going forth and obeying. Personal responsibility. So, I'll leave you with the same question that I started with. Who understands? If you're a visitor here and you haven't been baptized, and you read God's word, and the few things that we've read tonight, do you understand that it is your responsibility to step up and to ask for that forgiveness and be baptized for the forgiveness of your sins? Do you understand that? It's a very simple concept. But were you listening? Or have you been here, a brother here, sister here in Christ, that you feel like you've fallen a little bit short, and you need a little bit of encouragement or help, or you need to speak with the congregation and on some sort of matter? We're here to help. And believe me, we're listening. So I leave you with the same thing. Do you understand? That's your question to answer. Please go ahead and let's stand while we sing this invitation.